Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Thanks so much for joining us. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. And download the River Network app. Also, you can hear me on these great radio stations, the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, the Audio Path of Totality. So please consider spreading the word, letting everybody know. You can also see the show today, Facebook Live stream. There's not much to see. It's pretty much me and a microphone and a befuddled look on my face. That's pretty much it. In any event, there's a lot going on with these drones that are causing an awful lot of people in the Northeast to be losing their minds. It's like, what the hell's going on with this? And I've got to tell you, I think I have the answer. And I want to stress that this is an evidence-based talk show. I host an evidence-based talk show. I provide the evidence to back up my claims. You normally hear the audio clips where the newsmakers are pretty much saying it themselves, coming out of their own mouths. Other times, I have lots and lots of documentation. Now, for this, I have to tell you that I do not have smoking gun evidence. However, I have an awful lot of evidence that would lead one to reasonably assume that quite possibly these drones throughout the Northeast are trying to discover if there's a dirty bomb, if there's a missing nuke warhead, if there's radioactivity. Don't take my word for it. A guy on Twitter, a guy named Jersey Futures, went into great detail with this. And I'm going to read some of this, but only after you hear the CEO of a company that manufactures drones. He was on TikTok, and he made a very, very compelling case that what might be going on here, what really might be happening here, and why the government does not want to tell us, is because these drones are specially designed, he believes, and others as well, by the way, on Twitter, that they're looking for any type of a signature of radioactivity, as in there might be a dirty bomb out there and we don't want to tell the public, and so we're just going to pretend that everything is okay. Don't take my word for it. I am not suggesting this is smoking gun evidence. I am suggesting that you think long and hard about what this guy has to say and the case that he is making. And understand, he is the CEO of a company that manufactures drones. This guy knows his stuff. Now you decide for yourselves.
Hey, everyone. My name is John Ferguson. I'm the CEO of Saxon Aerospace here in Wichita, Kansas. I'm not normally a TikTok kind of a guy. I like watching this stuff every once in a while. But I'm a manufacturer of unmanned aircraft, military-grade unmanned aircraft, as you can see one of my systems here. There's all of these mysterious drones going on off the East Coast, and as a professional, as a subject matter expert, I wanted to give you all my opinion on what I think could be going on with these drones. I don't particularly believe that these have a nefarious intent. I could be wrong, but I want to give you the truth and what I believe. It's my own opinion, and I've not bounced this off of anybody. So, you know, if you think it's bullshit, whatever, that's cool. You know, I don't want to spread misinformation, as we know that there's a lot of that going around. But anyway, back in the 1980s, Ronald Reagan had dismantled the nuclear program, and there were, with Russia, there were countless nuclear missiles that were disarmed and disposed of. Well, there were over 80, I believe. There were over 80 nuclear warheads that were in Ukraine that came up missing. Okay. We don't know where they are. Maybe somebody does, but nobody really knows where these are. And I speak with some pretty high-level government officials on this stuff, and it seems as though that is the case. So I spoke to a gentleman a few months ago who was trying to raise an alarm to the highest levels of our government, which they had their ears closed, about this one particular nuclear warhead that he physically put his hands on. He physically touched this warhead that was left over from Ukraine. And he knew that that thing was headed towards the United States. Okay? That is a very serious deal. And everyone knows that the United States government, this administration, is pushing to get into a war with Russia. We all know that. We all feel it. We all see it. Okay? Well, back up a few years. Do y'all remember when those drones were mysteriously flying across the Interstate 70 corridor from Colorado up into Nebraska, down here into Kansas, and out into Missouri? Well, it was believed that those drones were looking for radioactive material because there had been some material that came up missing here in the United States, and they felt like it was high probability that it would the nuclear or the radioactive material would be taken along the Interstate 70 corridor heading east or west or south. So from what we understand, they were out there trying to find this radioactive material. Now, drones, they have no reason to be in the air at night, unless you're doing some type of ISR work, intelligence surveillance reconnaissance, you know, looking for bad guys, or looking for a victim, a search and rescue victim, or law enforcement, or some type of military project, right? There's no reason for a drone to be flying at night, really, okay? Because they don't see. So, you know, unless you have thermal optics, drones really don't see stuff. You need to do mapping during the day. If you're going to do farming stuff, mostly do it during the day. The only reason why you would ever fly an aircraft, an unmanned aircraft, at night is if you're looking for something, whether it be a person or trying to smell gas. We have methane gas detection systems that can detect gas leaks in pipelines. You really wouldn't use thermal optics for trying to find gas leaks, just simply because the only way you're actually going to find a gas leak with thermal optics is if the gas leak is aggressive enough that it has a difference in temperature, because thermal imaging, it creates a digital image based off of the temperature variance. So whatever is different in temperature, it creates an image. Gas leaks so slow that it goes quickly into ambient before you can even see it. So we have special sensors that can detect gas leaks. We also have special sensors that can detect radioactive material. So with this gentleman that I had spoken with, who was trying to raise the alarm to try to get somebody in the government to say, hey, we need to work together to go try to find this nuclear warhead, none of that ever happened. They knew that warhead was on its way to the United States. That's all that ever came of it. Nothing ever happened. This government did not do anything at all to help this gentleman raise the alarm and raise awareness that there is a very deadly weapon on its way to the United States. It's out there. Nobody knows where it's at now. It left Europe. Now it's gone. So my guess, my own guess, is that these drones are not nefarious in intent. If they are, they are. But I doubt it. But if they are drones, the only reason why they would be flying and flying that low is because they're trying to smell something on the ground. That's it. There's no other reason for a drone to be flying in the air other than to piss a bunch of people off at night. That's it. So my belief is they're trying to smell something on the ground. Gas leaks, radioactive material, whatever. So, and do I think that that they're coming up out of the ocean? No, I don't think so. Drones that are multi-copter type drones, not the fixed wing aircraft that look like regular airplanes, but the multi-copters, you know, they only have so much battery life. They have hybrid versions that are gas powered with electric, but those can still only fly for a short period of time. There's no way in hell that any drone is going to go miles off the coast as a multi-copter and fly into the interior of the United States and do a bunch of work and then turn around and fly back. It's just physics will not allow that to happen. So these drones, I believe, are launched from a location that nobody knows, but I do believe that they're flying low enough that they're just trying to sniff the ground and try to find something. So, again, I hate to be a pessimist or a guy that thinks, you know, directly to the negative. However, I know as a professional, I mean, we build professional stuff for the military. You know, I believe that they're actually out there trying to smell something that's very important. So anyway, let me know what you think of this video. I'm not trying to gaslight. I'm not trying to scare people. I'm just trying to let people know that this is a serious deal. It's only serious for what the potential could be, you know, or for what the potential is. You know, there's a lot of them out there. They're flying all over. They're flying low. They're flying at night. There's no reason for it other than to smell something. So anyway, God bless. I hope you all have a wonderful Merry Christmas, and let me know what you think of the video. Thank you.
Wow. Just wow. I want to stress, I'm not suggesting this is smoking gun evidence, that that's exactly what's going on. I don't know. But he does make a very compelling case, as does Jersey Futures on Twitter. Here's what he wrote, which ties in with this. What you're seeing are American-made HPGE nuclear detector drones. They can detect the presence of gamma rays miles away. It's the stuff we attribute to radiation, electromagnetic waves that penetrate you and cause cancer. HPG drones are built to inspect nuclear sites. They've been stocking up on these drones for a while. Some were deployed to Ukraine when Russia threatened to use dirty bombs. They look weird because they're heavy and have giant cryo coolers mounted and giant horn antennas to communicate on MM wave frequencies that cannot be jammed. This is where I come in, Jersey Futures. The technology these drones use have a few suppliers, both for MM wave equipment and the high purity germanium. That means the same suppliers that are the backbone of my industry. So what are they doing? Collecting information and how the public will react, PSYOP, and testing their ability to sweep a port city like New York City for dirty bombs. Jersey was chosen because we're the closest port city to New York, and New York would be too dense for reliable MM wave communications. But why is the DOD silent? Again, because in a scenario, we have a threat of a dirty bomb and the public doesn't yet know. The DOD needs to know how the public would react if these were deployed to sweep a city. What many don't realize is Ukraine is the reason we're here. That was the first time we deployed them in a combat zone, but make no mistake, they're for protecting the homeland as DOD, Department of Defense, bought hundreds of thousands to act as swarms capable of sweeping a city. And I'm sorry for all the typos. I'm on a train. Nerd, I'm a bit of a nerd. I know what I'm talking about. Take a close-up of the drones. They operate in a grid both to sweep areas, but also because comms are done in a mesh network operating at 200 gigahertz plus, which is very directional and needs a bulky horn antennas mounted. I should note, not a military expert, but spent a third of my career as an RF engineer. We hired only in military, telecom, and finance. I'm speculating that this is nothing but a drill. So, there you have it. I think it's a reasonable assumption that it has something to do with radioactivity, quite possibly nukes. The idea that they're sniffing around for methane is absurd. So what is left?